Welcome to MSQ 1.02 Immediate Responder Member Service Qualification. I'm Rabari, Chief of Security Operations at Loss Prevention Headquarters, and I'll be your guide as we generally learn member service and begin to specialize in protection of people. A lot of information is considered here, but this information actually only presents two key concepts. One, protection of people, and two, the importance of marketing. Member service officers become resident professionals when they master these two key concepts, which we will break down into four components. 5P marketing, security of people, security of data, and security of information. Learners who demonstrate their mastery of these components earn the resident professional badge and then complete this course with assignment 2. You will successfully complete Module 2 when you are able to 1. Understand the difference between attraction and promotion, 2. Describe 5P marketing, and 3. Identify tactics for dealing with members. Let's begin with 5P marketing. Every career marketer knows the 4 P's. We add a fifth. The first 4 P's are product, place, price, and promotion. Product, what you sell. Sometimes that's a service. Place, where you sell from and where you sell to. Price, what you charge to ensure adequate revenue leading to profit. And promotion, how you tell people about what you sell, where you sell it from, to whom you sell, and how much it costs. The fifth P is public image. Public image is not the same thing as promotion. Promotion is about telling and selling. Promotion is basically advertising. Public image tells to inspire rather than to sell. You don't need to advertise to people you inspire because they are already sold. Public image is about attraction rather than promotion. Think about your community. When a congregant or visitor enters, how are they greeted? An astute member service officer looks to put people at ease. Many visitors are bound to be emotional, and the visitors you don't know may experience additional anxiety. A simple greeting and offer to provide directions or an escort emphasizes your community's desire to be welcoming, and that is inspiring. Service, or its absence, encapsulates how people feel about the community. Marketers might call this a branding issue. A brand describes what you stand for and identifies what makes your community special. A member service officer is your ambassador. Member service is a type of loss prevention. Loss prevention is any operation you undertake to reduce or eliminate preventable loss. Most marketers focus on protecting property from people. Loss prevention for community-based organizations is different than for other types of retailer. Retail marketers use packaging, shelving, and other display technologies to protect property from people. Member-based organizations are a type of retailer. Community-based organizations form to provide services rather than goods or products. The focus of member-based organizations? Protection of people. This is a very important LPHQ concept. Protection of people includes six types of security, three of which have significant impact on member service. These three are security of people, security of data, and security of information. You can find the six types of POP security in the Duties tab on the Immediate Responder Module 2 page. Security hazards invite trauma. Can you figure out a useful way to abbreviate this idea by using four letters? Everyone knows how crucial security is. Security must be widespread and mainstream, and it isn't. Chris Romeo at TechBeacon wonders about this. The Protection of People tab has a link to Romeo's article on the TechBeacon website. Romeo's insights are basic member service. He lists six steps to develop a mature security culture. 1. Instill the concept that security belongs to everyone. 2. I use a different title. To awareness and beyond. 3. If you have not defined security requirements, do it now. 4. Reward and recognize those people that do the right thing for security. 5. Build connections. And 6. Make security fun and engaging. A security culture is what begins to form when people feel insecure. When they have little guidance, when they are left to their own devices, a security culture does nothing to mitigate the threats they see as pervasive. We'll look at Romeo's 6 steps in a moment. First, I want to explore how to build a healthy security culture. Your security culture will not grow in a linear way from one point to the other, because security planning is always reactive. The best planning makes a place for the reaction. The best planning does not let the reaction dominate. A sustainable security culture has 4 defining features. A, it is deliberate and disruptive. B, it is engaging and fun. C, it is rewarding. And D, it provides a return on investment. A strong security culture requires policies. You must know this, and you must provide for it. It's awkward at best to enforce public law on private property, and police are often reluctant to do so. Loss Prevention Headquarters has model policies for this purpose. The primary goal of a security culture is to foster change and better security. It must be disruptive, but that doesn't mean it must be grim. A sustainable security culture is embedded in everything you do. Security culture provides a framework for people. The people in your community want to do the right thing. A security culture teaches them what the right thing is. Did you figure out an abbreviation for security hazards invite trauma? It happens. Bad things will happen in your community, and often these will be security or safety issues or hazards. Your security culture grows from these moments. Use them to set an example of accountability for your community. People want to do the right thing. Show them what the right thing is, and hold them accountable for the decisions they make after knowing what the right thing is. Let's again consider Romeo's 6 steps. These 6 ideas are actually a basic marketing campaign. Go to the Marketing 101 tab to learn some basic and very important marketing concepts. We'll learn more of these a bit later in this podcast. Step 1. Instill the concept that security belongs to everyone. The security department, if your organization has one, is not responsible for security. Security belongs to you and everyone else in your community, executives, directors, staff, members, and patrons. Step 2. To awareness and beyond. Teach your entire team about security. When they understand, your members will also. Awareness has become boring rather than routine. Present awareness creatively. There's no reason it can't be fun. If you have not defined security requirements, do it now. Consumers want security. A reasonable place to learn security is in a security task force. If you don't have a security task force, establish one. Step 4. Reward and recognize those people that do the right thing for security. Celebrate success. Reward someone who completes MSQ. A $25 gift card is motivational. Do you shudder thinking of giving away cash rewards? Consider the return on investment. $25 spent to prevent just a single breach or any kind of hazard is a bargain. Step 5. Build connections. You need connections. You need advocates. Security advocates are the sincere people passionate about making things secure. These are the leaders within your community. You also need sponsors, the directors or managers with line authority to shape the security culture. Finally, step 6. Make security fun and engaging. A sustainable security culture must be fun. Do not bore people with PowerPoint presentations or lectures. Engage your connections through events. Be entertaining, and do not be afraid to laugh. Now, we're going to look now at a few particular security of people, security of data, and security of information. Let's begin with security of people. An LPHQ term of art, security of people describes the intersection of loss prevention and security management. Security of people must never be separated from the security of property that people occupy. Measures used to protect people include teamwear, such as polo shirts or ID badges that identify certain individuals in the community. You might look at access control systems, such as intercoms, to help people feel secure when others are trying to enter the property. Other measures that you can take to protect the property include intrusion alarms, fire alarms, and closed-circuit TV. People enforce rules when they want to feel secure. This is not simple in a community-based organization. The resentments continue after the grumbling stops. Now, some people will become accustomed to the new rules. Many, though, will not. They think for time. They're not always right, but they're right often enough. Unsophisticated criminal actors do nothing to defeat security. They simply show up, spray paint graffiti on an exterior wall while a passive camera records them, and leave. Or they walk in, hide in the bathroom, and emerge to steal a laptop. This is possible even in the communities that enforce significant access controls. Let's now look at security of data. It's simply not true that cybersecurity is about computers. Is the criminal use of a hammer called a hammer crime? We are here concerned about the criminal use of a computer. Criminals are people. Yet many people assume when they teach how to plan for and implement security that learning about computers is more important than learning about the people who criminally use computers. That's ridiculous. And there's a very frightening related concept we need to address, security of information, which we will now consider. Cybersecurity is about people. Information is a commodity today, including stolen information. There are only a few basic provisions needed to secure information. Use them. Use passwords. It should be intuitive for you and not obvious to others. For example, go to the top navigation menu of Cahilla.net, click on Community Security Policies, and open the Security Management tab, O, and change your password every month. Every month. Use antivirus or virus screening software. Do not download anything. And lock the office in which your locked desk, your locked filing cabinet, and your locked computer is located. Finally, discard confidential documents appropriately. Security of data and security of management are very closely related. The difference? Information is data with context. If I give you a number, it means nothing. That number is merely data. It means a great deal more. Birth dates, for example, or a social insurance number. Names are never merely data. They must always be carefully protected. LPHQ uses domain intelligence as a term of art to describe the relationship between security of data and security of information. There is a great deal more to say about both. We will do so in other courses, but not here in MSQ 1. Our primary concern here is to create a member service program, not a security program. We're now going to consider another concept called marketing by walking around. Remember when I called Romeo's six steps a basic marketing campaign? Let's look at his six steps again, after which I'll introduce the importance of marketing by walking around. By the way, we call that MBWA, marketing by walking around. Romeo's six steps are as follows. 1. Instill the concept that security belongs to everyone. 2. To awareness and beyond. 3. If you have not defined security requirements, do it now. 4. Reward and recognize those people that do the right thing for security. 5. Build connections. And 6. Make security fun and engaging. Romeo's six steps each describes a very important idea. Presence is a member service officer's most basic role. presence describes an important marketing concept called marketing by walking around. Proper MBWA means that the member service officer sees opportunities to assist someone, understands the importance of providing the service, and decides how best to serve a member's needs. Every retail marketer knows what walking the floor means. Retail managers and executives regularly leave the office to walk the sales floor. They watch the customers, they watch the staff, and they talk to both. They learn what sells and what doesn't, and they choose from alternatives that help the store thrive. Good marketers communicate informally. Your members like to be liked. An easy way to show them is to tell them by using the 10-foot rule. A member service officer who cheerfully greets any member within 10 feet opens up some pretty impressive communication channels. These impressive communication channels are key to fostering and nurturing a good reputation. A good reputation is hard to earn. A bad reputation is easy to earn. A bad reputation can take years to overcome. A good reputation is difficult to regain. The best practice? Do not do anything to tarnish your good reputation. If it happens despite your best efforts, be humble, be honest, be promptly honest and humble, promptly, honestly, and humbly do better going forward. You'd better mean it, though. They won't wait around while getting your act together. Community-based organizations rely on public image, and your public image is only perceived. Reputation falters the moment the public perceives your community differently. Public image can increase or decrease your membership. It's very important to implement policies that ensure a healthy public image. This completes MSQ 1.02. We've considered a lot of information in MSQ 1.02 and decided it all boils down to these two key concepts. 1, protection of people, and 2, the importance of learning. And 2, the importance of marketing. Learners who demonstrate their mastery of these four components earn the resident professional badge and then complete this course with assignment 2. 5P marketing, security of people, security of data, and security of information are the four components that you need to master to successfully complete this module. Mastering these four components means you are able to understand the difference between attraction and promotion, describe 5P marketing, and identify tactics for dealing with members. What's left now? Go to the Resident Professional tab on the Module 2 page and complete the quiz. You need 70% to pass. After completing the quiz, you will complete Assignment 2 and then qualify for Module 3. I'm Ribari, Chief of Security Operations at Loss Prevention Headquarters. Thank you for the gift of your attention. We'll meet up again in Module 3. Have an incredible day sharing your own special talents.